Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Pride in Him. Our verse for today is Luke chapter 14, verse 11. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Back in 2024, an athlete in the European Athletic Championship race walking 20K final gave the world a lesson in humility. With only 6 feet left to go in the race, she started celebrating her third place finish. While she was busy celebrating, another more focused race walker overtook her in those last 6 feet and secured the bronze medal. The videos of this occurrence are gut-wrenching to watch. It is hard not to feel the embarrassment that the race walker must have been feeling. In a post-race interview, she said that she would learn from the unfortunate turn of events and come back stronger as a result. In our Bible reading today, Luke writes, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees during this portion of Scripture. While they are so quick to celebrate their supreme goodness, the Lord shows them what true humility looks like. While they were busy celebrating their moral victories, they failed to realize that they were actually losing the race. We, too, are like the Pharisees. So often we find pride in our own successes. We forget that while we have maybe not fallen as far as some, we have all fallen. What a blessing that our shortcomings aren't on the world stage. How embarrassing it would be if everyone could click on a link and see our less than humble actions play out in our lives. Praise God for His forgiveness and mercy. When we fail, He's there. Where we fall short, He is there to carry us through. When we feel the sting of humility, let go of the pride, and learn the lesson that He is trying to teach. Ministry is full of humble moments. When our students teach us how to be effortlessly forgiving, when they trust with a childlike faith, when a parent forgives us for speaking out of line, or an employee spurs us on by encouraging a better attitude in the classroom. So often in ministry, we are constantly putting others first. Jesus was the perfect example of this. He was the ultimate victor, and yet He washed the feet of those around Him. While He had every right to stand with a proud chest, He allowed to be stripped of all glory and hang on a cross for the world to see. Praise God for what the world thought was defeat was actually a victory that we can joyfully call our own. Pride in Jesus, friends. Lower ourselves and exalt His holy name. He is worthy. We have victory through Him. Thank you, Jesus. We pray. Dear Jesus, let us always exalt Your holy name. You alone are to be glorified and praised. Forgive us when we lift ourselves up and fall into the temptation of needing praise. Help us to work faithfully for You so that others may come to know Your name and lift it high. Amen. A question to consider. In what areas in your life could you use some humility? Ask the Lord to help you with this. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with His grace today and always.